Welcome to Masechet Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 6, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah continues to discuss things that are permitted for a person to take out as a garment, as an ornament, even to surround me to public property on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Yotza, a woman may leave private property and enter a public domain, Bisela She'al Hatzinis. This is a special kind of coin that they would put on when a person had some type of ailment or some type of wound in the bottom of their foot. So they would put that, put like this coin there, and I guess it would somehow help. So you're allowed to have that in your shoe. Habanos yotzes bechutin v'afilu b'kis ben shebazneim. In those days, they would make a small hole that would pierce the ears of the girls when they were very young, so that eventually they'd be able to put in the rings when they got older. So to make sure that before they were ready to put in the ring, the hole would not close up, they would put inside of it a thread, like now they do nowadays, or they'd put a small little splinter of wood into it. So the Mishnah says they're permitted to go out even with these, even though it's not a tachshit. In essence, it's not really an ornament. It's not a piece of jewelry. It's still permitted on Shabbos. Arvios, Jewish women that live in Arab countries, Yotzos Re'ulos, are allowed to go out fully veiled, they're over their heads and over their faces, even though maybe that's not a Jewish thing. But if that's the custom of the land, that's permitted, and it's not considered like they're carrying extraneous things. Umadios, and Jewish women from Media, from Madai, Persian Media, Perufos, they're allowed to go out Perufos. In those days, they would take the way it worked was the women would wrap themselves up in wraps, so they would take like a large square garment that had some type of ribbon or some type of strap at one end. And on the other end, there was a small stone or a nut or something like that. And they would tie the strap around that nut, around that stone, so that the it wouldn't fall off of them. So that's permitted on Shabbos. The chaladam and every person, it doesn't only mean people in Arab countries or Arabs or Medians, are permitted to go out if that's what they want to do. They want to wrap themselves or veil themselves. It's not prohibited. El Shadibu Chacham Baho, but the Mishnah speaks in the common present tense that those were the people that did it, but it doesn't mean you have to live in an Arab country to do this. If for some odd reason someone wants to veil themselves for whatever it is, it's permitted on Shabbos, and it's not considered like they're carrying. Let's see another Mishnah. Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah 7. Says the Mishnah, so we saw previously that these women, and the Median women, they would have this large square garment, this large rectangular garment, and it had a ribbon or a strap on one end, and it had a stone or it had a nut on the other, and they would wrap it around it, and that would keep the garment together. It says the Mishnah, Porefes ala evan v'ala egazon matbea. The woman is allowed to tie the end of the talus with the stone or with this, or with a coin or with a nut, and that's permitted on Shabbos, and she can go out that way. However, the Gemara says that when it says that it's permitted for the woman to go out, she's not really allowed to tie it on Shabbos, because it's muktzah initially. However, if let's say it was already tied or it was already fastened onto the coin or onto the stone, which is muktzah before Shabbos, then the halacha is that it's permissible for a person to go out with that on Shabbos as well. Wishing you an amazing day, a beautiful Erev Shabbos, and a wonderful Shabbos.